the risks organizations face when leaders handle everything themselves. When leaders personally control every report and decision, the organization's processing speed slows, while employees' judgment capabilities and the long-term strategy function weaken. The effective solution is not simply to divide up tasks, but to design decision-making authority, scopes of responsibility, and exception reporting criteria together. When approvals and information are concentrated with the leader, a bottleneck arises across the entire organization, regardless of the individual's diligence. Chronic sleep restriction cumulatively reduces attention and cognitive performance, and those affected may not accurately recognize the extent of the decline. When leaders make even detailed decisions on behalf of employees, employees struggle to build decision-making experience and a sense of responsibility. Delegation is an operational design that clearly defines decision-making authority, constraints, and reporting criteria, rather than merely handing off tasks. Leaders must free up their schedules to address important but non-urgent issues such as long-term strategy, talent development, and organizational structure. A leader who reads every email, attends every meeting, and approves every decision may appear highly responsible. From an organizational operations perspective, however, a structure in which information and authority are concentrated in one leader can simultaneously create processing delays, lower decision quality, leave no successor, and produce a strategic vacuum. The core problem is not that the leader works hard, but that the organization depends too heavily on the leader's personal time and cognitive capacity. What is a leadership bottleneck? A leadership bottleneck is a state in which work or decisions can proceed only after review, approval, or direction from a particular leader. Because the amount of work a leader can handle is limited, the more items requiring approval, the longer the entire organization must wait. Common signs include the following. Important decisions stop when the leader is away. Meetings end without conclusions, leaving everyone waiting for the leader's final judgment. Staff repeatedly report minor matters, even though they have the authority to decide them. Approval documents and emails are concentrated on a particular individual. The leader spends time having the background of every issue explained again. The team anticipates the leader's reaction before considering the customer or the situation on the ground. In this structure, working longer hours may not solve the problem. If approval requests grow faster than the leader's processing capacity, the backlog will continue to accumulate. How overwork and sleep deprivation affect judgment sleep is not merely time for rest, but a physiological process necessary for maintaining attention, working memory, error detection, and judgment. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine and the Sleep Research Society issued a consensus recommendation that healthy adults regularly sleep at least 7 hours per day to promote health. Although individual sleep needs vary, this does not mean that ongoing short sleep can be safely offset through willpower or adaptation alone. A controlled experiment published in the journal Sleep in 2003 provided 48 healthy adults with 4-hour, 6-hour, or 8-hour sleep opportunities each day for 14 days and measured changes in cognitive performance. In the 4-hour and 6-hour conditions, declines in attention and cognitive performance accumulated, and by the latter part of the experiment, the magnitude of impairment approached levels seen after 1 or 2 nights without any sleep, depending on the condition and test. A particularly important finding was that subjective sleepiness and objective performance decline did not always progress at the same rate. Even when people feel that they have become accustomed to short sleep, they may not fully recognize the cumulative decline in their actual performance. However, it is inaccurate to uniformly describe sleep deprivation as equivalent to intoxication. Both states can impair performance, but their physiological mechanisms and effects on individuals differ, so actual assessments should consider sleep duration, the nature of the work, and health status together. 4 risks of personally managing everything. 1. Decision-making slows down when the leader becomes the final approver for every issue. The time spent waiting for approval can exceed the time required for the work itself. Even when people on the ground have sufficient information, waiting for the leader's judgment delays customer responses, hiring, purchasing, product changes, and incident response. This creates a paradox in which the leader is extremely busy, but the organization's throughput does not increase. This is why an individual's overwork does not guarantee organizational speed. 2. Team members fail to develop judgment. Judgment cannot be developed merely by listening to explanations. It requires interpreting information, comparing alternatives, making decisions, and learning from the results. If the leader provides both the definition of the problem and the solution, team members may become accustomed to following instructions, but struggle to gain experience making decisions under uncertainty. Ultimately, this creates a key person dependency, in which the organization stops when the leader is away on vacation or a business trip. 3. Bad news does not travel upward if the leader supplies the correct answer for every detail or responds harshly to mistakes. Team members may hide problems or wait until they have definitive information rather than sharing issues early. Greater leader involvement may appear to provide better control over information, but it can actually increase the risk of delayed reporting. In a healthy delegation structure, routine decisions are made on the ground, while exceptions with significant safety, legal, financial, or reputational implications are escalated quickly. 4. Long-term strategy is pushed aside. Urgent emails and meetings demand immediate responses, but issues such as market changes, organizational capabilities, succession development, and the business portfolio do not produce obvious problems if they are not addressed immediately. As a result, important long-term priorities are repeatedly postponed. When a leader's schedule is filled with operational work, the organization loses the person responsible for observing the future and reviewing multiple scenarios. A strategic vacuum may not be readily visible in the short term, but it can become costly when the environment changes. The difference between direct management and effective delegation does not mean neglecting all work or abandoning responsibility. It is an operating method that distinguishes matters requiring the leader's involvement and assigns the remaining decisions to people with the appropriate information and capabilities. Category: excessive direct management. Effective delegation, decision-making. The leader makes most final decisions. The person responsible decides within a predefined scope of authority accountability. The leader takes the issue back. When a problem occurs, the decision-maker and accountability for the outcome are both specified. Reporting progress and detailed actions are reported frequently. Key metrics, risks, and exceptions are reported at defined intervals. Response to mistakes: the leader immediately corrects the mistake and provides the answer after containing the damage. The decision process and lessons learned are reviewed. Information flow: all information is concentrated on the leader. Information needed for decisions is delivered directly to the person responsible. Leader's time used for approvals, verification, and rework, used for strategy, talent, organizational structure, and major risks. Even after delegation, strong controls are necessary for decisions that are difficult to reverse or have major consequences, such as those involving safety, legal obligations, large amounts of money, personal information, or reputational risk. In contrast, delegating reversible decisions with low correction costs more broadly to people on the ground, supports learning and speed. How to design decision rights. 1. Record recurring approval tasks for 2 to 4 weeks. Record the approvals and inquiries sent to the leader by type, looking not only at the number of cases, but also at wait times, processing times, rejection rates, and the number of rework cycles makes it easier to identify the actual bottleneck. 2. Categorize decision types by risk. Each decision can be classified according to the following criteria. Can its effects be reversed? Would the scale of loss be large if it failed? Does it involve legal or safety issues? Does the person on the ground have better information than the leader? Does the same decision recur? Recurring, reversible decisions with a limited potential loss should be prioritized for delegation. 3. Communicate authority and boundaries. Together, effective delegation requires at least the following elements. Goal: what must be achieved. Decision maker: who makes the final decision. Scope: what are the permissible boundaries for budget, schedule, quality, and other factors. Mandatory conditions. What standards, such as legal requirements, safety rules, and brand principles, must be followed? Reporting cycle. When and in what format should progress be shared? Escalation conditions. What risks or deviations must be reported immediately? Transferring the work, while retaining approval authority, is not genuine delegation. 4. Provide questions rather than answers when the person responsible brings a decision to the leader. The leader can ask the following questions rather than immediately providing the answer. What is the core problem you are trying to solve? What alternatives have you considered? What are the assumptions and risks of each alternative? Can the decision be reversed even if it fails? What developments would cause you to stop or escalate the decision? This approach transfers the leader's decision criteria while allowing the person responsible to carry out the final reasoning process. How to secure strategic time for leaders' important long-term priorities are difficult to address with leftover time because operational work continually fills every open space in the schedule. Strategic time must therefore be reserved on the calendar in advance, just like a meeting. Practical steps include the following. Set aside recurring, meeting-free focus time each week. Turn off email and messenger notifications during that time. Address only one long-term question at a time. Regularly review market changes, risk scenarios, key talent, and organizational capabilities. Record the results by separating them into decisions, items requiring further research, and responsible parties. If focus time is repeatedly canceled because of operational issues, treat the cause as a new sign of a bottleneck. Strategic time is not simply time for vaguely generating ideas. It is working time for examining risks and options that current operating practices do not reveal. Metrics for assessing improvement, whether delegation is working properly, is more accurately determined through operating metrics than through the leader's subjective impressions. Metric issue being assessed number of approval requests, whether minor decisions continue to be concentrated on the leader average approval wait time, the extent of the decision-making bottleneck number of decisions put on hold during the leader's absence degree of key person dependency proportion, and timing of escalated exceptions, whether risk signals are being communicated appropriately rework rate for delegated decisions, whether the scope of authority and decision criteria are clear number of potential successors, whether the organization is distributing decision-making capabilities, time spent on long-term priorities, whether the leader's schedule reflects strategic priorities questions or mistakes may temporarily increase immediately after delegation. Rather than concluding that delegation has failed, examine whether the boundaries of authority, access to information, training, and feedback were sufficient. Key conclusion: a leader who personally oversees everything may increase control in the short term, but over the long term can become the organization's largest bottleneck. When combined with overwork and sleep deprivation, maintaining decision quality also becomes difficult. The leader's role is not to become the person who handles the most work. It is to establish criteria for important decisions, distribute authority and information to the right people, and design the organization to operate without depending on a particular individual. Open space in the schedule is not the opposite of work, but a management resource for taking responsibility over a longer time horizon.